Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Me'ilah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishib Zecher Van Yerziv Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Ha'arlo v'Kel HaKerem start from Zayim Zeh. These two Yisurim are mitzvah with each other. We know that Arlo is the first 3 years of fruit that grow on a tree. One's not only allowed to not eat them; he's also not allowed to benefit from them. Also, Kel HaKerem is similar. Is when we have a different species being planted in a vineyard, for example, wheat or barley or something like that. So both these are mitzvah with each other, says the Mishnah, in regards to both the Iser V'Chil and Anah. However, Rav Shimon says, Einam Mitzdarfin, they're not Mitzdarf with each other. Now we talk about the ability to be Makabel Tumah. We know there's many different types of materials, and each one has to be a minimum shear in order to be Makabel Tumah. If it's smaller than that shear, if it's smaller than that size, then we say it's insignificant and it's not able to be Makabel Tumah. So here we have Habeged, which usually refers to cloth, either it's made out of wool or linen, and in order to be Makabel Tumah, it needs to have a piece that's 3x3 Tvachim. Vasak, this is usually something made out of goat hair, that needs to be 4x4 Tvachim to be Makabel Tumah. So these two things together, Habeged veHasak, and then onto the next group, Hasak veHa'ar. So Sak, we just mentioned what that was. R is leather. This needs to be 5x5 Tvachim to Mekabel Toma. And then we have R veHamafutz, leather, and Hamafutz, which is a reed mat, which needs to be 6x6 Tvachim to Mekabel Toma. Mitzdarf from Zayim Zeh, they're all Mitzdarf with each other. And Rav Shimon Emor, he explains, why is that? M'nei Shein Ru'in L'Tam Moishav, that's because they can be Tam Moishav. Even though, as we just said, Beged and Sak, or Sak and R, and R and Mafutz, all have different shiurim, they'll have to be different sizes to Mekabel Toma. The reason why we're able to combine them is because if a Zav, somebody who's Tami with his high level of Toma, sits on one of them, it will be Matame with his very high level of Toma, and therefore we're able to combine all these for the Shear Toma. Moving on to Barakat Mishnah Aleph, we go back to discussing Mi'ilah, and as we know, a person has to benefit from a Hekdesh, the value of a Shavu Pruta, in order to be Chayv Mi'ilah. And so here we're going to see if it's really just benefit, or maybe it has to do with something else. The Mishnah tells us, Hanene Shavu Pruta min a Hekdesh, if a person benefited, a Shavu Pruta's worth from Hekdesh, Afal Pishalai Pagam, even though he didn't decrease the value, he didn't ruin it, he didn't affect the thing at all, it stayed as it is. Nonetheless, mal he's over meila divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that's because he derived benefit. However, chamar and chacham say that it really depends. Called ever sheyesh by pagam, anything which is the norm, that when a person uses it, it will decrease in value, will get some sort of pagam, it might get a little bit ruined. So loy mal ad sheyefgaim, a person's not over meila until he actually causes that pagam. It's not sufficient just to benefit from it. V'chol ever sheyin by pagam, it's only something that doesn't have a pagam, it's not normal to get ruined or worn down. So then, kim shenen emal, if a person benefits from it, he's over me'ilah. The Mishnah continues describing ketzad, what's the example of this? So let's say, nosna katla b'tzavara, a woman took a katla, which is like a choker, it's a necklace of sorts of hektish, and she put it on her neck, she went out to a party with it, or tabas biyada, she put a ring on her finger, or shasa b'kashal zav, she drank out of a golden cup. So in all these cases, kim shenen esma'ala, since she received benefit, she's over me'ilah, and that's because these are things that do not get nifgam. When a woman wears a piece of jewelry, it doesn't get ruined at all, doesn't get worn down, or drinking out of a cup doesn't affect the cup at all, and therefore she would have to pay for that. How much? So we evaluate how much a person would want to pay for this to be able to go to the ball or a party or a chasen or something like that wearing a beautiful piece of jewelry, and at whatever that value is, that's the amount of her me'ilah. However, says the Mishnah, lavash b'chaluk, let's say a man wore a shirt of hektish or kisa batalis, he covered himself with some sort of outer garment belonged to hektish, or bika b'kardim, he chopped with an axe of hektish, loy mal at sheyifgaim, he's not over me'ilah until he ruins it a little bit, he causes it to get worn down, because that's what happens. The moment you put on a shirt, let's say it's touching your skin, so automatically the sweat and little particles and whatnot from a person's body rubs off onto it, and that's considered a pagam. Same thing with an outer garment. It rubs against the wall, it rubs against something else, and that causes it to get worn away a little bit, and then a person's only going to be from Ela when that happens. Now, what about the following? Talash menachatos kshichaya, if a person pulled hair out of a carbon chatos when it was still alive, loy mal sheyifgaim, so he's not from Ela until he causes a pagam in it, because an animal which is alive is a davar shin nifgam, that could become ruined and worn down, and therefore he's not over me'ilah just by benefiting from it. It has to be that he causes a little bit of a pagimit, a pagam in it. Whereas kshimesa, if he did this when it was dead, so it can't get a pagam anymore because it's dead, so kiven shenenet, right away from when he gets benefit, mal, then he's over me'ilah. We're going to stop here for today and pick up tomorrow Mishnah Beis, and we'll continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.